Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late, everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
the
place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida.
Yeah.
Now, let's start the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined in the studios today by Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Hello, hello.
And Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie, good to be with you.
And for those of us, those of you on Facebook Live, we just upped the ante on the show. We got a little technology going here. I spent my weekend fixing the studio up a little bit and giving you guys good audio. And you get to hear the intro music, which is actually produced by our own Elgin David.
Yay. Yeah. Plus, you can see the screen now, too. So, actually, if you look into it, it's like a hall of mirrors.
Yeah, exactly.
It's endless. Like it's
we're
infinite.
We're the new Infinity Podcast.
That's right.
We are so artistic.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Man, where do we begin? There's just been so much shit that's happened. I mean,
Thanksgiving.
The opening show. Yeah, we had Thanksgiving. Everybody, you guys
so
have
nice.
A good Thanksgiving?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So nice to eat. Like, I don't do it often, so.
I was just saying to Sierra, I wish we had the camera up higher. We still look fat. I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were going to look
that's
slimmer.
That's why I'm behind the desk.
I know. He's hiding. He's got a whole range of things covering his
That's why his
belly.
People ask me, what's the deal with the bobbleheads? I'm like, well.
Every time someone makes a comment, I'm like, just look at this.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it was, dude, our house, I posted on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, Dougie Dangerous. We had three turkeys.
Whoa.
You know, my wife makes one. She always brines one.
Right.
And she's an awesome cook.
Okay.
You know, it's tasty. But my brother-in-law is, like, into this contest, this Iron Chef thing now.
Oh,
where,
okay.
You know, it's like, hey, he made a turkey. The thing looked like the Hulk getting pissed. The thing split open. I don't know what happened, but it was good.
It was good? Did he fry it or something?
No, he used to do that.
Yeah.
And then he lost. There was that incident. No, he's fine. but, you know, fucking turkeys fry, you know.
That's an operation.
Yeah, that's a whole
frying,
you know,
a turkey. People always talk about it. I've never actually seen someone do it.
Yeah, but then you get the hoopleheads that will they take it frozen, they drop it in a burning vat of oil, and it blows up and kills everybody who thought they'd want to see.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, you can't take something frozen and put it like the extremity of, you know.
People they do that. That's happened.
Yeah, that was big when frying turkeys was the big thing, right?
The first 5 years.
Fucking idiots. We're going to do it. And the next thing you know, they drop a frozen turkey into a vat of big old thing of
they were gonna have a turkey ban. They were gonna have a turkey ban, but Congress said no. Congress
they were gonna
no.
ban it as
they
a, as a deadly weapon.
Yeah,
they're just gonna regulate it.
You needed to do like a six.
It's the
day,
ATF. It's the T is for turkey.
If you said you're gonna like fry a turkey at 6 days, they had a background check. that is actually look and see if you actually were, you know.
That's when mental illness did come into play.
Yeah. That's where the opioid epidemic started.
Right.
Yeah, that's when all these people, I can't take this anymore.
Well, they all had burns from exploding meth labs and turkeys.
That's right.
That's Florida for you.
Why all these bad things happen to these good people? They're stupid.
They're stupid.
We had a good Thanksgiving. I went to my
brother's
house. Do you think
a lot
house.
Of the explosions were just turkeys and not meth labs?
Well, that's what I was wondering. You know,
when you said it, I went, oh my God.
All over the South. Yeah.
They're getting a bad rap.
Exactly.
So, they still have no teeth.
So you went with how many people are at your table?
I think there was about, I'm going to say 10. So
10
it wasn't
people?
Huge. It wasn't huge. It
That's was, a good amount.
It was my brother, his wife, and he's got two kids. My dad came. My dad brought a date.
Nice. How old's your dad?
My dad is 62.
Yeah. So you like to see your dad, you know, having a good time.
Oh, man. My dad gets so much.
Really?
You wouldn't believe it. That guy gets around, man.
Dude, 60's a new 30, man.
He's, well, there's a, I'll put it this way. There's a lot of over 50 divorcees
yeah.
in Fort Lauderdale.
It's like, the guy to girl ratio at that age is like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Oh, he does. He does amazing.
And they're 50-year-old women don't play around.
Nope.
It's not like they're going to go, oh, take me to a movie, buy me a lobster tail.
And they all have money because they had rich husbands.
Yeah. And then you're hooking up. That's the thing. You could hook up.
You know?
Next thing you know, you're like, yeah, I'll be a comic in my 60s and just make these chicks laugh.
You know?
Hey, we got a future down here in Florida.
Looking up to my dad, yeah.
If you're a comic falling out of you. Yeah.
There are options is what we're saying.
Right.
Options.
That's nice.
So that was good. Yeah, so my brother and his family. I really wanted to do Thanksgiving just because I haven't seen my brother or his kids almost this year. I think I saw him earlier this year.
Is there a reason your brother doesn't want your kids around him?
Yeah, well, I can't talk about it, Dougie. Yeah. No,
stay away from Uncle Ethan over there.
It's just being busy, you know. And like the last time I think I saw them, it was like for my grandfather's funeral, which was earlier this year.
Wow.
So it had been a few months. So I was just, I got to get up there.
Right.
But I drove all night. I drove on Wednesday, went up and hung up with some buddies in St. Pete, went out to the St. Pete bars.
Right.
Because, you know, you got to go out to the bar on Wednesday night.
Did you go to Coconuts?
Didn't go to Coconuts.
No.
I mean, I don't drink, but it's like that's the best bar night of the year.
Right.
So you got to go out and hang
out. Wednesday night's hot. That's why we don't have a show at Tabellino's on Wednesdays on Thanksgiving.
Right? Too much going on. It's too much.
It's the biggest
too much
money
game,
night.
Man.
Yeah.
It's all the girls and guys are getting together.
Restaurant bar night.
Right.
Yeah, so I went up, did that. Then the next day went to the Thanksgiving and then drove back right after Thanksgiving dinner. So yeah. I was up there for 20 hours and drove, you know, 5 hours each way. I don't know if it was worth it, actually. I was thinking about it later. I was like, maybe I should have just
so dangerous home. Driving yeah. after eating turkey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That tryptophan.
You're such a rebel.
He's crazy.
But you guys had good Thanksgivings, too?
Absolutely.
How many people? Do you think that's a good
I had two different families to go to, so it was like one of those 8 and 8, so
okay.
16 blew everybody away so far in the story time. But yeah, it was good. I mean, it was ham, turkey. My dad's not a traditional Thanksgiving guy, so it was a lamb pot roast, pork, and shrimp.
Huh, interesting.
Which is traditional.
Yeah, that's a nice. That's a where they come in a carousel where they get them at Publix.
No, this was all freshly made.
Oh, that's nice, man.
See, yeah. See, Sarah, I thought you'd be having the Alex Jones Thanksgiving where you eat the gay frogs.
No. Those actually were, that's a true story, though, by the way. Go ahead and check out.
I know, Alex Jones is right. The frogs really did turn gay. I know.
He's so crazy. Way entertaining.
it's like wrestling for the mind.
It really is. Well, there's a war out for your mind.
Yeah, everybody's going after it. Which, by the way, for that aspect of opening the show, some of the bigger things that have happening for opening the mind. This is things that I kind of found that there's a volcano in India.
Okay.
That's erupting and people are going, how bad is it going to get?
I thought it was just the curry.
Nah, yeah. When was it? There was a. It
felt like a volcano.
There was a volcano was in Mexico. Palipo, you know, in Mexico, in Mexico, the volcano was spewing tons of ash. I'm like, so did I when I was in Mexico.
One more reason for the wall.
So do you?
did you guys talk politics at Thanksgiving?
No, not my. You know,
Zero?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something that
everybody hates each other, and we'll see each other next year.
My typical thing of my wife's family is people are speaking Cambodian, and I'm sitting there just nodding my head.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
All right. Right. Whatever. I'll go over here and watch my iPad.
Do they eat Khmer food?
Because
I love Khmer food. I used to live out there.
You have Nubajuk?
Which one? I don't
like
know.
Like noodle and like tuna, like a tuna type.
I used
of
to
a
like
green
the,
noodle.
The what's it called? With the there's a curry that's like a mild curry that
right.
they do. That's they do fish and I think chicken.
Orange curry, orangish curry, red
it's,
curry.
It's kind of it's that color.
Dude, it's whatever. It's delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah, they got a great. She has like these noodles, like these egg noodles. And then like sautéed beef, really thinly cut beef, and then there's like it comes in like a white sauce with coconut milk and
The coconut milk curries they
do. Oh, dude, it's
Cambodia amazing.
Dude, you eat it. My mother-in-law, like, I make it for you. You know, she knows what
God.
I like. But we ate the traditional thing, and I had one
amok.
Plate.
It's called amok, like beef amok, chicken amok.
Oh, that's what you dip amok. Yeah,
it's like a Cambodian mild curry. I don't know.
Anyway, so. The fuck was I doing? Fucking curry shit.
We're going all over the
Cambodian
place.
We're
talking about
food.
Volcanoes.
So I had one helping. You know, we had three turkeys. I got a little bit of everybody's. I forgot because they were trying to say who had the best turkey, and I'm like, I don't really remember what slices I put on the plate from turkey 1, 2, or 3. You know, so forget about that contest.
Yeller. I want some of that yeller.
But I ate one. I ate one big plate, and that was it. I didn't go back. I had I did go back for some like little extra turkey. I don't care. Is it seconds if you go to get a little plate and you put some turkey pieces on there with a little gravy?
That's seconds of the turkey.
Okay. No. Like it wasn't a second whole plate.
But you didn't
like,
get a second whole plate.
Right.
I got to get two plates Thanksgiving, at least.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. But, you know, after the first plate and then drinking some wine, I felt content. You know, I'm like, what am I going to.
Really?
I'm going to eat another plate.
See, I look at it as Thanksgiving. If you're content, that's not good enough.
Well, that's
you have
the
to
thing.
Be uncomfortable.
But you got. Let me add to the story. much like in Cambodia when you were there, you know they don't have like a lot of really good air conditioned places,
right?
You know what I mean. So for some reason in my in law's house, you know the air conditioning is like, it's on, you know I hear it and everything, but you can't help but have that mist of just.
Right, they're like it's good enough, still better than Phnom Penh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as hot as the tropical forest. So, yeah. So So we had a good time too. But that was Thanksgiving. So we got a volcano erupting.
In India.
Yeah, and people like, you know, I mean it's got to be beautiful. Supposedly when anywhere near a volcano, that's where you get things growing well because the soil is so rich, right?
Yeah,
with
I've
nutrients.
Heard that.
Right? So, you know, you could grow all kinds of shit, which by the way, something I just heard that mushrooms are the next allowable recreational drug in California being looked at.
Nice.
Right?
When are they going to get that peyote, too?
I haven't done mushrooms. I've never done them.
You've never done mushrooms?
No, I never have.
It's a lot of fun.
You didn't grow up in Florida.
Yeah, I did.
You
but,
did?
I mean, I had people doing them around me, and I was always like,
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was like, like, everything else. Well, you know, cocaine ended up happening in Miami. But other than that, you know, I was like, ecstasy. Right.
Yeah, that is an hour long.
A little Percocet, you know, a little.
No, that's the shit I won't get into.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So when I was sniffing Valiums the other day,
you do an ecstasy, and then you're like somebody like takes one of those Visine things. You sniff when you have a cold,
uh-huh.
And they put it in their mouth and blow it out in you, and you're like, oh, you feel like you're on an iceberg.
Vicks.
Yeah.
Vicks vapor rub.
So you never did the mushrooms?
No,
you
never
opened the third eye there.
No, I never have.
I definitely did when I was a kid and in like college and stuff. That was big. You go out to the cow pastures, you can get them fresh here in Florida. And then I went, the best mushrooms I ever did was in Amsterdam. I did some really good ones.
You know, I think though, because my brother got sick on them. One of my oldest brothers who's now passed, he actually ate a bad one or something and they would rush to the emergency room.
That wasn't how he passed.
No, he passed years later.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't from the mushroom. So that's something that's happening in California. You know, you might end up, you know, they might have legal mushrooms. Now, when you do them, you get all fucking just lay on a couch and just dream all day? Can you function?
It all depends on how strong they are. I mean, no.
You're tripping. It's like you're taking acid or something. I didn't really like it when I used to do it. I like to get high.
Right.
And this got me, like, thinking about my life and insightful.
You get deep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't even know. I do that every day.
I know. That's how
you know
I feel.
I mean, I've like, you know, every morning I wake up, I get deep. Oh, what's stock market's at? What's 10-year trade? What's a dollar?
In my solo opinion, I think everybody should at least have one time where they experience
I think it's valuable to
because it's it grows your
it takes you out of yourself. So you realize that like the reality isn't really what you think reality is. Reality is just what you're perceiving through your senses.
Yeah, you're looking
if
at
you
the
change,
other
take a drug, change your senses and then the whole world changes.
Right.
So that's a valuable lesson to learn as a human being. But that's not
anybody got any
learning.
Mushrooms?
Yeah. Yeah, donate on Patreon. You can send us mushrooms.
Yeah, well.
And in unrelated news, the Dougie show has been canceled.
Dougie's gone. Dougie hasn't shown up at his house in weeks.
What to do it from California.
While we're on that, by the way, next week, guys, on Thursday, I'm heading to Colorado Springs, where I will be out of town. I will be out of town. There will be people at the home, you thieving bastards. But I'll be out of town till December 18th. So I'm going to take the show on the road, as they say. I'm going to bring my little blue ball mic and that little camera, and we'll have fun one-on-one while I'm away. I have to talk to somebody because when you're in a comedy condo, you know, what else are you going to do in Oklahoma City and Tulsa?
Oof. In the winter.
Yeah, in the fucking
Oklahoma
winter.
Oklahoma is just okay.
You know what I'm saying? some other little news. You know, our boy, last week. The father of the son who got brought back from China. China.
Mr. China.
Laval.
Oh, the shoplifting
guy. LeVar. LeVar Ball.
Now, somebody, I thought this was funny, but somebody pointed out on Facebook how LeVar Ball, in Spanish, LeVar is the verb for wash.
Okay, that's true.
Right? And Ball, his name is Wash Ball. Wash right. Balls. Well, let's call it Balls, because, you know, unless you're Lance Armstrong.
This seems like a reach. I don't know.
Well, usually you have to reach for your balls.
Okay.
But I thought it was kind of funny.
It's funnier written down, I think.
But, you know, that guy, he was interviewed. He was interviewed. Did you see the interview on with Breitbart?
I think so.
Yeah, he interviewed with Breitbart, and he was basically like, I don't know who did it. And I don't, like, just fucking say thank you. Don't be
right.
You know what? I mean, say what you want about the fucking guy. You could say a lot of shit like Trump. I don't want to be just a one-sided Trump guy, but come on.
Issue?
While doing a meeting with American Indians, he brings up Pocahontas. He's like, how about that Senator Senator Warren, you know? And all these old chiefs are sitting there going, what the fuck, you know?
One laughed, two looked at him like he was like, did you really just say Pocahontas? And he said, yes, I did. I really said Pocahontas.
Now, did you hear the quote? Because I didn't. I just read the art. I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I saw what he did.
So what did he say? He basically
said, was thanking them for being great Americans and great people, and we couldn't be who we are without them. There are some people in Senate, not going to mention any names, Pocahontas. Obviously, he was joking with them. Obviously, he was joking with them.
Oh, my God. This guy is such
and
a card.
There was three. There was three.
He's like, now pass me the peeps pipe, Squanto. All right?
I would have died. I would have died.
Who brought the canoe? Who's going to fucking, you know, I mean, but you know
smoke
what? But let me ask you a question. In all seriousness, though, to me, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing about it. The reason this guy got elected is because people were tired of being uptight and this political correct bullshit. You know, it is basically saying, fuck, you know, whatever, we get it. You know, like, the most stable person in the world who has a thick skin would hear that. Even if you're American Indian, you'd be like, yeah, because you would know, if you knew the story, it's a U.S. senator that thought that she claimed that she was of a Native American ancestry, which turns out it's bullshit.
She lied.
You know, she a fucking lie. So she's got that nickname. If anybody's ever been designated a shitty nickname, you don't want to hear it come back. Like, we had a girl who went through our high school and middle school. They called her Seagull. You know why they called her Seagull? Because on two different occasions in the middle of school, a seagull shit on her. So, you know, she ended up getting this nickname, and I'm sure that if anybody from my class is watching this or anything, they're going to say, oh, I know who she is.
I remember Seagull.
Really?
So, you know, so Pocahontas.
I assume she just really liked Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
She's had weird hair.
She tried to ran so far away from that seagull.
I'm going to guess that she stayed away from that album. she goes, Flock of Seagulls, this is just going to perpetuate all this shit. Yeah.
Well, to answer your question, Dougie, you know, I'm pretty hardcore, like, libertarian, anarchist. I'm a little bit left, but I basically think everything the government does is bad.
Right.
But I love, like, watching Trump say crazy shit in front of people. It's hilarious.
It's the best.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really grateful to the government for XYZ, but if the president's going to say Pocahontas in front of, like, Native Americans, that's funny. I mean, it's funny.
And you got to know, he was insane, doing it for comic relief.
I mean,
there was no other reason for him to do it. He's not being mean. He wasn't being anything.
Well, let me ask you a question. How could that be dictated? Like, can you go from point A to point B to say that was mean? Like, was it mean? Like, basically he's saying, you know, like, because that is something from his work. These are people that at his workplace. Yeah, we got this lady. It's like you're at some event and somebody says, oh, yeah, American. Yeah, we got a lady at our work that thought she was American Indian. We called her Pocahontas. You know what I mean? And, you know, like, you know, I couldn't imagine one of my Indian friends. I got the Oxendine family, very good friends of mine from American Indian, purebred. You know, my buddy Steve and there's like brothers. So I'm sure they would laugh their fucking ass off at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Don't get me mad. Where's my axe?
I'm not sure anymore. The other day I was on Facebook and I had one of those, you know, people, you might know this person.
Right.
So you say, okay, you look at it, make sure it's a real person, and you click it. And I had posted a scene from the last Sitting Bull. I think it was a TV series where Sitting Bull was facing off with one of the American soldiers.
Right.
And the American soldier was like, oh, you want us to leave your land? And he He's like, yes, you must leave all of the Indian land.
Right.
And why is that? Because our God told us. He goes, oh, convenient. Your God chose this land for you guys.
Right.
It's by God's decree, right? So he's like, yeah, and then, you know, you come here to take all of our stuff and do all these things. He goes, oh, yeah, before we got here, who were you peaceful with? Was it the Pawnee or the, you know, name like 18 tribes that were all warring with each other
right.
before anybody showed up that day?
Right.
And, you know, the point is, hey, life is hard. It's going to change, and we want your land now, is basically what the message was.
So basically, that idea was the American Indian.
They needed
the
white man. That's what you're saying.
They were savages.
You're saying they needed the white man to come over and civilize them?
No, I'm saying that life was unfair always, and even before the white man took their land.
Yeah, listen, like tribes in South America, they all battled. Everybody battled everybody. You know, that's why you got to ask yourself, when does it become normal? Like, that's why, you know, like I would say, like, I'm at the point where Russia, is it a bad thing if Russia is our friend in this? I think we need Russia in this, you know, the only way you're going to tame those knuckleheads in Iran and all these fucking people, which by the way, the big thing going on too in Saudi Arabia, you know, and they arrested the one guy that was always on CNBC, Prince Khaled Adid, whatever, who's always on there. Let me tell you, I like Citibank. And this guy, you know, they actually had him hanging upside down. Could you imagine? This guy was on CNBC. He's driving Maseratis. This guy's living, you know, he's eating grapes from the titties of the most finest women in the world. Mm-hmm. And now he's hanging upside down somewhere in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right after Jared Kushner went there.
Yeah. Well, that guy, yeah.
We're putting the puzzle together now.
I'll tell you what, all this cultural stuff, I mean, it is funny to me because it's like people are like, I like what Trump says about the NFL. And, you know, I like what Trump calls, what's her name, Pocahontas. But meanwhile, like, everyone's looking at Trump doing that. And then, like, the Republicans are using the excuse to, like, fuck over the middle class again.
Well, so, I got to look at this. We're going to figure out what happens on this tax cut.
It's bad for people that make less than $75,000 and good for people that make more.
You got to look at the deduction. But the poorer people just don't have to pay. That's the trade-off.
That's the case now.
You got you want the middle class who actually have jobs and do things start paying it, and the upper class have a big cut. You know, they're gonna get 39% tax bracket, you know, at least. So, you know, and if you get here with the rich, what you got to get rid of is what the plan has to do is get rid of their fucking deductions, state
loopholes.
Deductions. You know, you can't. You know, that was the thing about the state. If you're in a state
salt
that
yeah.
has, you know, has state
taxes,
and
local tax
you used
deduction.
To be able to deduct it from your federal tax
right.
that you paid it. Not now, you know. So now that the rich got to pay more. You can't do that. And where are the rich living? In California and New York.
Well, they live all over.
But for the most part,
it was really like fuck you to the blue states. That's really what this is. He's like, I'm going to raise taxes in the blue states by changing salt.
Well, I want to look at it but here's the thing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes everybody's got to pay the fucking piper. And if I fall into that class because, you know, once I make that amount, fine. I would rather pay an extra $5,000 a year in taxes and know it's working so that maybe my health care bill is not fucking $15,000 a year. I would make a trade-off on that.
I'd like to get rid of all the taxes, but also shut down the military and all the prisons.
That's right. Just let everybody loose. Fend for yourselves.
Yeah.
All right, I don't want to talk about government, but I love it.
Let's talk, you know, tax policy.
By the way, Chris Gorgeous, comedian.
Oh,
says,
yeah, Chris. What's up?
Yeah, he's very, very, I mean, he's very left.
He's very anti-Trump.
Well, you know, it's easy to be anti-Trump. Come on. Chris Topher is watching, by the way.
Hey,
yay.
Chris, what's up?
Chris wrote.
Thanks for watching, guys.
He says he could have thanked them without using a racial slur.
Yes.
Which it is to a lot of Native Americans. Pocahontas is a native slur. Wasn't that one of their heroes?
I believe so.
Now, is it racist if you use it in the context of association to an Indian? Is it really if you're making association, you know, Pocahontas, it's like, you know, it's like saying, hey, you look like Pocahontas. That's a compliment. She's hot.
Well,
it's not like you're saying,
no,
you know,
Dougie,
hey, you look
on.
Like the fucking ugly Eskimo chick.
I would say, yes, it's racist, and that's why it's funny. Like, that's why we all think it's funny, because it's like, he's saying Pocahontas in front of the Indians? Like, you're not supposed to say that.
No, but I don't see that's the thing. But yeah, well, that's the problem. That's the thing. That's where I think the rest of the world has got to fucking get smacked in the face and realize
and
that's
it's
life.
It's
you're
going
to sit there and complain about all kinds of shit that are happening to you. Maybe it should start because you can't hear certain things without getting rough baffled. You know, life is, like he said, life's getting fucking hard. You know, you got volcanoes fucking up. You got all kinds of shit that fucking Yellowstone Park may blow up. We may have an asteroid that's going to cut 3 mile wide asteroid that's going to fucking whiz by this country. Whiz by this earth. It's just going to miss us. Meanwhile, we're all sitting there going, I don't like the way you said something.
I agree. Listen, people get too upset about the words.
That's it. If the words fuck with you, you're a fucking pussy. And that's my point. That's in comedy. You know, in comedy, like, you can't say to somebody, hey, you know, you need to work.
If you try to give someone notes on their jokes?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they freak out. So, comedians are so sensitive.
This is how this country is. Everybody's like, oh, I can't believe you said that about me and shit. The day of reckoning is happening. It's happening with the pervs. Everybody's getting everybody's getting called out if you fucking grope somebody or everything. Everybody's getting all the fucking true scumbags are getting one way or the other going to be called to the front to come up and say, okay, and now you got to fucking deal with it. What are you going to do? Because that's what's going to happen. You ain't going to be able to get away with shit anymore after a while. This is why this whole thing is a big thing. We got this guy as a president because guess what? We need a fucking person like this because that's what it's come to. It's come to, you know, it's come to somebody, you, no fucking moral character in any sense, but fuck it. We don't need that. We just need to get things straight. In the fucking face.
Seems like all the coconuts are falling out of the trees right now with this new leader we have. Seems like things are uncovering themselves.
Chris George is saying it's still a racial slur. By definition, it's a racial slur, but that's not the fucking point.
Well, that's my point. That's why it's funny. It's because it's racist.
It's saying, you know what I mean? He's talking about a coworker. She called her. She. You know, they call that. She was given the title by who? Who? The general consensus, because, in other words, her act of being a liar, her act of being who she is, that
her
exposed
playing identity
it
politics.
Exposed the nickname. You think Siegel? You think the poor girl's now? You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a fucking seagull. Now she, you know, she has nothing she can pin. Oh, that's racist. You're calling me seagull. She can't say, "Hey, you're being racist by calling me a seagull."
It's speciesist.
You can imagine a bunch of seagulls going, "What the fuck? We didn't mean to shit on her." You know, I mean, that's my point. It's if something happens, if something develops from a situation, you got to take all the other circumstantial shit and blow it into the fucking wind, because the only thing that matters is that she fucking lied about who she was to get some sort of political favor, in a sense, and, you know, because she wanted to be liked but the natives. Is that being racist if I say fucking natives?
I don't know. The
you know
natives are getting restless.
Can I say fucking natives? Can I say indigenous peoples?
I feel like, Dougie, you kind of got like a preacher kind of a thing going right
no,
now. He's like, in the day of reckoning.
It's called being sick and
Chris Gorgeous also said, a president needs... No, listen, your idea of a fucking president needs to be that way, buddy.
Wait, what does Chris say?
He says a president needs to be more presidential. Wow. Fuck that.
There is no such thing as presidential. And second of all, if you're going to read off a teleprompter and tell me that was presidential, well, okay, I get what you're doing. You're playing a game with me. And Mr. Trump does not play games.
Yeah, we
don't. Tells you what he thinks at the moment, and if it seems to be racist,
whatever. That's the whole thing. You know, every day I can't tell you how many times, I was recently involved in this drama where somebody said, "Hey, somebody said this about you and that." You know, a local comic is saying how another booker in the area, another venue, made a comment about Tavolino's. And they called it a nickel and dime thing, and it was a clown and dog or whatever the fuck it was.
And this
comic kept saying, "Well, I didn't want him to say that." I go, "Look, I don't give a fuck." You know,
sticks and stones, right?
Exactly.
Call me Pocahontas.
Tavolino's and Wise Guys Comedy Show has been running 4 years. It's a successful venue. I don't give a fuck what somebody says, proclaims, or anything, because it has no. How does that? You know what I'm saying? And this is almost like in a smaller microcosm of what the fuck is happening. Everybody's so worried about somebody says, why would you think that about me? Go fuck yourself. If that really bugs you, just jump off a fucking bridge. Let's handle with this overpopulation situation. Get the fuck out of, you know, just move on.
I agree. Although I would say I was surprised at how sensitive right-wingers were over, like, the football protests. It's like these guys are protesting. All they're doing is taking a knee, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this."
I'm going to tell you why that protest is
so sensitive.
Because what I'm going to tell you is because in the eyes of the average person, it's not a protest; it's a protest against the police.
Let's protest the police. Let's get rid of the police.
Then you take a fucking knee, motherfucker. So other than that, I'm just telling you that's why America has turned on it, because most Americans. Most Americans aren't having these isolated events with police. For the most part, they're being saved. They're doing their fucking job and they're keeping order. You know, for the most part. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why a lot of people in this country are going, fuck, I don't want to see this again. You know, and especially when it's aggravated with, like, putting pigs on your fucking socks, and then you're making a mockery of the protest. Mm-hmm. The protest was made a mockery of by a lot of the players that were fucking forefront of it.
But my point is that it's the same thing. If you're going to call someone Pocahontas, if you're going to take a knee, these aren't really doing
but
anything.
I don't, that's
they're
the
just,
thing.
They're just
I don't
speech.
Think anybody
it's
gives a
speaking.
Fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck if somebody takes a knee.
Yeah, and
that's
wait,
the fuck do I care? You know, but here's the thing. What's funny about it is when they start complaining, like you're Kathy Griffin it, when you're complaining about how you're being treated after you decided to do something, then
there
fucking that's your fucking problem. You want, you listen, if I want to tell a booker, if I have a booker I can't stand, that, you know, this motherfucker he treated, whatever, and I'm going to call him out on social media, I got to understand that what it's probably going to happen is I'm going to get my own backlash because other bookers and other people are going to say, oh, that guy is not doesn't work well with the, you know, with the whatever. I got to worry about that shit.
I just don't think he goes far enough. I mean, if you're going to get called racist and all these things anyway, I think you should paint your eyes with the little lines, war paint, put
yeah.
a feather on,
do
then
the
say
thing.
Pocahontas.
Yeah,
or,
it,
you know,
it would have been racist. It would have been really racist if Trump like, started like, oh, oh, shit, call her Pocahontas.
He's a sexual predator.
Yeah, that
would have
been interesting.
I mean?
Now, would you laugh at that if all of a sudden he started doing the fucking rain dance?
Look, the president, he is a real card, man. He's fucking funny.
Exactly. I'm thankful for him.
If you wanted a serious president, you got to wait 8 years.
Yeah, wait.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and you don't have to wait 8 years for our return. Matter of fact, we don't really have advertised, so we're probably going to come back in about a minute.
Yeah. We're back.
Yeah. Hey, we're back here, buddy. We'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
So many things to make fun of.
Well, there is. You hear about this guy who's a flat earth believer that said he was going to make, he made his
Zero.
Own rocket ship.
Zero.
He doesn't believe in flat earth. You don't
yes,
think they're flat, do you?
I don't believe it's round and I don't believe it's flat. I don't believe anything they've ever told us ever.
So you don't, you actually don't believe we landed on the moon?
Not when they said we did. Maybe we did since then.
Do you think the moon's a hologram?
No, I haven't really thought about the moon that much.
So, but you think the Earth is flat like a disc, right? And round like a disc.
Or it's
well,
like
I think it's more like what Neil deGrasse Tyson said. It's ovoid? Or
ovoid?
Ovoid, yeah.
Like an egg.
Yeah.
Really? So you think it's basically spherical?
Why not?
Eggical?
So it's not like it's a compass round.
I don't have a scientific method kit or a lab coat, so I don't know.
Well, we were talking about this a few months ago, and you told me, Sarah, that you thought that it was flat.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I think that's fake news.
I said the next person that tells me
that's fake news.
What the actual numbers that they were quoted at, the next person that tells me that should get poked in the eyes. But I don't believe anything anyone says.
Okay. So you're an agnostic about the shape of the Earth.
Yeah, kinda.
All right. Okay.
Until I have a spaceship, then I'll let you know.
But I'm gonna guess that you don't think it's flat. You think it has some sort of oval.
I think it's hollow.
No, that's the real question. Is there like a Middle Earth? Like,
there's a sun inside.
Is there like fucking orcs and shit in the middle of the Earth? And they're like beautiful, big, beautiful castles.
They
say that's where the aliens that they made their home base.
The Anunnaki live in there.
Yeah, they're all in there. And they got the choice real estate for when the next asteroid hits. Right? I mean, yeah, that's how you live. Listen, everybody keeps talking about why are there pyramids? Well, because the most powerful people in the world said, put me underground when the fucking thing happens again. I don't want to get, you know.
Give me a little light hole.
So that's
I want to look up and go, what the fuck?
That's where the Bilderberg group meets.
Yeah.
Where's that?
In the center of the Earth.
In the center of the Earth?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Flat Earth believer conveniently cancels his homemade rocket launch.
Damn it.
Yeah.
This guy was going to do it. He looked like he had that Evil Knievel rocket.
I thought he was going to do it, guys.
The man who was planned to launch himself into homemade rocket to draw more attention to the round Earth conspiracy went viral, has now announced that the launch is canceled. My wife said I can't do it.
That's what is what, really?
No, I just Mike Hughes, a limo driver and a stuntman who is no stranger to the amateur rocket launches, revealed via YouTube video that his launch plans have hit a couple of pretty serious snags. Like, I don't know if I can make it to the fucking
how am I going to land this thing?
Yeah, you only have to be that. What about that guy Felix Baumgartner who jumped out of the Red Bull? He jumped from the highest fucking he made the highest free fall ever.
It's like a base jumper?
Yeah, he jumped out. They went into a fucking balloon. He fell from outside the atmosphere.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And from that view, I looked flat. So I don't know.
That was comedy gold for me because that was comedy gold for me because I said, who fell further? You know, Cosby, Mel Gibson, or Felix Baumgartner?
Cosby.
It seems in his preparations for the event, Hughes failed to actually get written permission, confirming that he was allowed to launch the rocket.
Yeah, from his wife.
Yeah. She said, I can't do it. I got to water the lawn that day. Yeah, it turns out that launching yourself a mile into the air in a rocket you built in your driveway requires a permit.
This guy's a limo driver?
He's no fucking rocket scientist.
If he picked he's me up not going to prove the flat earth because of a permit? Come on.
If he pulled up at the airport to pick me up, round. I'd be like, I'd want another driver. I don't. Yeah. This guy, I feel like he's going to be like, hey, man, I think we can make this next bridge. We don't need to wait for it to go down.
Yeah.
It's like Smokey and the Bandit or something.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh. The guy comes and picks you up. I got to go to the airport. He takes you to the fucking bus station. Dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're the worst fucking... Yeah,
he's like, this is the plane. You don't need a plane.
I mean, technically, the flat Earth has been around longer than the round Earth theory.
Well, that's true, I guess.
So, I mean,
well, see, yeah. Ciro we're talking keeps about going arguments. Back to this. I'm telling you,
we're talking arguments.
He's still, yeah,
Ciro, where are you? What? Give a percentage. What percentage do you think the Earth is flat? What percentage 50, round?
50.
You 50. So you don't know.
I don't know.
You're in the middle.
Yeah, I don't have a coat or
I'm 100% on the spherical Earth.
Okay.
Or ovoid.
So were you 100% on the Gulf of Tonkin too when they told you that didn't happen?
Wait, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution?
The Gulf of Tonkin.
The blank check they gave LBJ?
No, the
I think that was bad.
Right, exactly. So, I mean,
well, it happened.
They told us just like NASA told us.
Now here's the thing.
Years before I was born.
Here's the thing. You can't like bring up another conspiracy theory to defend another conspiracy. You can't say.
All I'm saying is the same people that tell you that the Earth is round also told you these other things that turned out to be not so true.
Well, listen, that's the thing. We got video from the fucking space station that you can clearly look. There's curvature and it's round. You know, and you look at other objects. Now,
proof.
Whether it's perfectly round,
it.
Whether it's perfectly round, or it's
he's
sorry.
I believe it. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I was completely wrong.
He doesn't buy your proof, man. See, that's the thing about conspiracy theorists. You cannot talk them out of it. They can always, because then you're part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly. Then those people. You become one of those
people. You become a they.
Yeah. All right. Woman, here's the next story. Woman gets prison after boyfriend dies from meth-laden kiss. This is a funny story.
Meth-laden kiss.
In Portland, Oregon, an Oregon woman whose inmate boyfriend died from a meth-laden kiss after a prison visit, was sentenced to 2 years behind bars on Tuesday for drug conspiracy charge. Melissa Ann Blair and Anthony Powell shared a long kiss at the end of a visit last year at the Oregon State Penitentiary, and she passed 7 tiny balloons filled with methamphetamine into his mouth.
Huh.
2 of the balloons ruptured in Powell's stomach a short time later, and he died of methamphetamine toxicity. And prosecutors have said, so, imagine they probably got like 8 kids, and she's laughing right now, like, I guess another condom broke.
I was thinking
would you use the same box of condoms to support drugs that you...
Yeah, he's like, I wonder where all the condoms were. Oh, yeah. In my mouth, I'm full of meth. I was thinking this is like a fairy tale, like some kind of a story where you got the witch with the poison kiss, except it's like with meth. Well, so it's like white trash.
Yeah.
It's like
and that's what I was thinking. You couldn't put that much meth on your lips. Wasn't that
how long were you
that's
holding
how the
in
story
that
grabs
head?
You. That's how the story grabs
you. Think,
you.
You think she's using meth chapstick. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. And it always reminds you of that poor kid. They had those Border Patrol people that caught that young Mexican teenager.
Oh, I saw that.
He tried to come in. He had like a sports drink. Mm. And it ended up, it was like orange or something. Like he was like, it's a sports drink, like Gatorade. And the fucking border guy maybe take a few sips of it. And he took like little ones. He took like he took Trump water, Fuji water
riderships.
And
what was in it?
It was concentrated methamphetamine.
Really?
So he ended up. Then he ended up fucking overdosing. He was sweating and passed out and died.
Oh, I thought this was the guy who killed his grandma or whatever.
No, that's a different story.
Oh my god!
No,
okay.
That's a different.
So many people trying to go to Canada.
The Border Patrol guys got in trouble because they're like, why would you make him drink it? Just arrest him. He died. You killed him. You caused his death.
Yeah, they should. Interesting.
Yeah, but they got off scot-free.
Of course. The government takes care of its own.
That's right. And you know what? Fuck it. You're a bad person. Something bad happens to you.
That guy was trying to bring, he's trying to bring meth to his sick grandma, probably.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean? If you make, listen, it's like anything. It's like bad decisions. You make bad decisions, you suffer the fucking consequences. Yeah, whatever it is, you put your fucking self there. You understand?
I agree.
There's too many innocent people. There's too many other people that get killed. Look at all these 300 and some fucking people in a mosque in Egypt.
Yeah, you know, I saw that.
Give everybody a participation trophy. Nope.
But I agree. He did something he shouldn't have done. He did made a stupid decision. But on the other hand, drugs should not be illegal. Meth shouldn't be illegal. We can't fucking handle ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, some people, you can't. Listen, people, there's a reason why there's going to be automatic cars, you know, self-driving cars. People are completely fucking brain dead.
Well, I'm so glad that meth is illegal. It solved all our meth problems.
Yeah, right.
It really worked. Prohibition works.
Every time, doesn't it?
It's like the drugs stay illegal and the problem gets worse every year. Yeah. Let's try something new, people. Come on.
Well, you know what? Here's what I say. Up the ante. Here's why it may be good. Make it legal. And then when the Darwinian theory kind of falls into place and they all fucking die and become... You know this, but don't put them on welfare. This is the problem. Don't put these fucking people that can't make decisions and handle themselves on fucking on the dime of everybody else. That's the problem in this country too. There's so many fucking people that are just like, I can't do it. I can't handle it anymore. I'm fucking done.
So, Dougie, you're saying the law for you would be make all the drugs legal, but if you take drugs, you can never get welfare.
Yeah. That's
God, I would sign that in a second. I would agree to that. That would be amazing.
That's it.
OTSS.
Let's do that.
But the real achievers then would earn their spot, and they'd love their life. And the fucking the posers, the people that want to be that but they're not that, would die, get shot trying to rob a 7-Eleven. Let's move on, everybody.
Shit, man. I'm a drug addict, and I've never been on welfare.
Well, good for you, buddy.
I don't need welfare. No. I need drugs.
Was that the old car?
And they're legal.
I need sobriety, actually.
I can't remember what Sam Kinnison, somebody used to tell jokes like, I don't have a drug problem. I have money.
Right.
Right?
It's only a problem if you can't afford it. Yeah,
when you're broke.
I think it was Hicks or Carlin. I can't remember who's it.
Okay.
Here's a story. A Florida man intentionally causes a crash to prove a point.
Florida man.
Claremont, Florida.
Sounds like Boston man.
And Florida man.
Causing a crash to prove a point.
Authorities say a man angered over people driving dangerously through a busy intersection appeared to intentionally cause a crash. There to highlight the problem. I'll show them.
Oh, that's funny.
The Daily Commercial reports 61-year-old Bruce John Homer.
Now it makes sense.
Allegedly told Lake County Sheriff's Office deputies who responded to the Sunday afternoon accident that he was frustrated law enforcement wouldn't crack down on people running through stop signs at the intersection.
See, I was thinking it was like his wife was like, you're driving, you're driving here. And he was like, hey, shut up. I'm going to have an accident, honey. And then she's like, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, see?
Yeah.
Crash. He was trying to prove a point to the city.
He's like,
just
I'm
trying
show
to
them.
One-up the last guy that ran over people.
The driver of the SUV that was hit says Homer pulled out in front of him as he was going through the intersection.
I know.
Of
course.
The driver says Homer approached him after the crash, telling him he'd run the stop sign and law enforcement won't do anything until someone dies. Homer is charged with aggravated battery, reckless driving, and just being a complete fucking idiot.
That last one's going to stick.
What was this? Was the cop's name Chief Wiggum?
Yeah, it looks like you went through a stop like this, huh?
My eyes are
This is hands. A great. This is a great technique, though. I like that. It's like when I was a kid, I remember one time I got caught with porn on my computer.
Right.
And I was like, this just proves that, like, you can... Because my parents had this thing where it was the internet filter.
Ooh,
we were supposed to stop the porn code? From coming. But I figured out how to hack it in, like, 2 days. So I was like, I just wanted to prove to you guys that that thing doesn't work. So that's why I downloaded all that porn.
I showed you. By the way, we need another box of tissue.
Yeah. Bring some Jergens home.
Yeah. Now, this has happened. This has happened a few times. And you feel bad. Like, I worked for one of the insurance companies. I used to work for Hartford. I used to go around like doing presentations to brokerage firms, and I would do like PowerPoint presentations and stuff. So back then it was easy. Back when I was doing it, we had like the what's that? The table with the light on it. You put it on it like a, and it projected onto the wall.
The projector.
A projector.
No, not a projector. It was like a glass top, and you put a slide on it.
Overhead. Yeah, with the transparencies.
Right.
The overhead.
What's the last word of that? The overhead. What?
Projector.
It's a projector.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would do my shows like that because you can always control it. You know, because that's when the PowerPoint came out. You would put it on like a little machine. You would load it and everything, and it always fucked up. So I said, I'm sticking with the overhead. I know I look like an old, but I could put the thing on the fucking,
right.
You know, and I don't need that aid. I'm, you know, the voice and the talent's going to control the fucking show. So here's a guy, guest speaker shows pornographic picture during a Virginia high school assembly.
Yeah.
And here, this guy used his iPhone. A guest speaker was removed from Midlothian High School Monday morning after an inappropriate picture appeared on a large screen during his career day presentation. Oddly enough, which he doesn't have a career anymore. They fired the fucking guy.
There was a local comic who's a teacher that was giving a slideshow kind of thing to his class, and he had one of his personal pictures on his phone.
Really?
Yeah, he was freaking out.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Good friend of yours.
Oh, now I wish I knew who.
You know.
Which one?
Sandwich.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, funny.
Did he had a dick pic?
Well, it was something. I think it was like, you know, one of those... just a centerfold pictures or something.
Oh, that's great.
And he freaked out.
That's always funny. That's a modern problem, man. We have that as an issue now. When you're given a presentation, you got to be like, wait, what else is on this computer?
Yeah.
What else is on my phone?
This is odd.
Career day, huh? You could have a career as a chick with a dick, apparently.
Nice.
Yeah. Sign up.
Well, whatever happened. That's all I got in the story. It was a pornographic. I read the story somewhere, but I can't pull it up again. But the one of the students said it was a very graphic scene.
Ooh,
like, you know what I mean? It wasn't a dick pic.
It was more gang bang or something.
It was like an image from like when you're looking at porn, like which one you want to get,
right?
And they have like the cover photo.
Larry,
you
know,
like
style.
It's like gang bang, or Bukkake 3,
right?
Some shit like that. So everybody,
Revenge of the Bukkake.
I have a great job, everybody. If you study hard, and everything, you can have a job. Let me show you my. Oops, that's not mine.
Yeah.
That's what the guy said. It wasn't his.
So it was on his phone, though.
Oh my gosh, what's the picture of Christmas last year doing here?
I think this was in the phone when I got it.
Do you guys look at porn on your phone?
No.
I don't either.
Yes.
You do, Sarah?
Yes.
I a lot of people do now.
And now I am ambidextrous, too,
thing. I can't hold my dick with one hand and my phone with the other.
It's
got to switch.
I know. I need to relax. You know, I got to have the laptop or the computer set up here, and then I, you know.
Isn't that kind of like rubbing your head and patting your head and rubbing your belly kind of thing? Because, you know what I mean? If you're holding your phone like this and you're going like this, then, you know, your arm kind of moves a little bit. I don't need distractions
also,
at this age.
Then which hand is fingering your balls? Like, how do you...
I need to ask for a volunteer now.
Yeah.
Just saying. Nadim Awad says it probably a while ago. You also never lost your cable, Ethan.
My cable?
I don't know. It may have been a while back.
No, he's referring to a joke.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing it. That's a tag from one of my jokes.
By the way, congratulations.
Thanks for watching, Nadim.
Yeah. By the way, congrats for your first feature gig over at
Way
Laugh
to go, Nadim.
You're featuring before I did there with the new owner. I'm never going to wear that fucking room.
I got to get over there, too.
Yeah, you guys all go there.
Yeah.
Everybody go and fucking work in that room except me.
We're going to be the trailblazers for you, Doug.
Yeah, thanks, man. Ain't going to happen.
We're going to raise the rate up for you. So by the time you get there, it'll be big.
Here's a story. 86-year-old woman with walker holds up a bank and demands just $400.
Hey, give her the money.
Right?
Why not?
She just needed to make rent.
And she oddly enough, she says, hand me the money, Pocahontas.
She robbed a bank and asked for $400?
86-year-old woman who uses a walker was arrested in Philadelphia after pointing a gun at a bank teller and demanding $400. Police said sources told Philadelphia News that Emily Coakley had been to the same bank a day earlier, you know, scoping the place out. But when she counted her money after returning home, she believed she had been shortchanged by $400. And probably not the fact that she's 86 years old and probably senile. So on Tuesday afternoon, she grabbed a gun and walked her walked her walker and went back to collect, the sources said. Police officers quickly moved in to make the arrest on an 86-year-old right. bag.
I'm going to need backup.
And they beat the shit out of her.
They tased her 14 times.
That's funny. She robbed yeah. for $400. Like, imagine, she maybe she thought, like back in her day, that was a lot of money. Right? Yeah. That was like $1 million now, back when she was little.
You never know. She wasn't robbing.
She thought that
bank.
That was
she
like all the bank.
Back.
She thought that was all the money that a bank would have.
Right.
She's like, 400. That's the biggest number I could come up with. $400.
The elderly woman was then handcuffed and escorted out of the bank with her walker. Was charged with aggravated assault, robbery, terroristic threats.
Terroristic threats.
Yeah. Finally, they. Yeah. They charged a white person with terrorism.
You know, I said
Thank
this
God.
Before. I've worked in the bank. I've witnessed several bank robberies in my day. I've worked at a bank
really?
Since 92 to like 2007. My offices were always in banks.
Now, are they as clean and well-planned as the movies make them seem like, Dougie?
Most bank robberies, you don't even know they happened. They basically yep. walk up, hand a teller a note.
Uh-huh.
And, they put their hand in their pockets with glasses and a hat. And the teller hands over the money and they walk out.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's it?
That's
and,
it.
And they get away with it?
Then you have what's called a takeover robbery, where they come in with guns and they ask everybody to
right.
get away from the teller. You know, don't press any alarms. And then the guy jumps over the teller window, goes behind the line, pulls all the drawers from the teller windows.
You've been in one of those, too?
No, but I've been in the one where they where the guy was like had a gun at the teller window, and you kind of saw it happening. I told the story one time. I was coming back from lunch, and the guy was walking. The guy had just left, and then he started running. And I saw the look on everybody in the bank's face. I went, "What the fuck?" And then, protocol is once that happens, everybody in the bank is in. If your bank gets robbed, they lock the door, and everybody that's there stays until
witnesses.
The FBI gets there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, hey, we just robbed. Everybody, sit down. We got to call the police. Because you don't know, you may have an accomplice that's still there.
Right.
You know, they
right.
don't know. You know. And so I hadn't gone in yet. So I'm like, oh. And I saw the guy running to like the condos where he parked his car. I got in my car. I chased the fucker down.
Did you catch him?
I pulled him over and I grabbed him. No, I called the police. I said, hey, I'm chasing this. I'm following the guy who just robbed the bank over here. And the cops said, where you at? Blah, blah, blah. And I followed him all the way. He tried to get to Turnpike and Commercial Boulevard.
Wow.
So you got him.
They caught him. They pulled him over.
Oh, you were a good citizen there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't tell the bank. Because if you work at a bank and you try to stop a bank robbery, you're fired. You're
really?
Fired. You're fired.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do that.
So
you interrupt.
You worked there.
Yeah, but I didn't tell anybody what happened.
And you would have lost your job.
Yeah, I told the cops, hey, my name's Bill.
You know, really?
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
And that's intense.
You know, and they were like, where the hell were you? What's your, we
yeah,
just got robbed.
Doug, you're late 30 minutes for lunch. Well, that's the thing. I didn't go back. I'm not going to.
You had one job, Dougie.
Yeah, I didn't go back. I called the bank manager and they said, just go home. I said, yeah, I saw, because they saw me when I was walking up. They don't know what I did after I walked back out.
Right, right.
I was the hero of the day, my friend.
So, do most people get away with those bank robberies where they just hand a note?
Not anymore.
A lot of times, yeah.
Really?
But the problem is they go back. They get addicted. Like, hey, that was easy, and then they go back. They try to do it again, and you know.
So, what do they walk out with? Like $50,000 or something?
Not even.
You have usually
the one teller.
When they try to hit a teller, it depends on how many drawers they get.
Uh huh.
And tellers are supposed to keep only a certain amount of money in the drawers. You can't like let a day go by and keep $20,000 in the drawer.
Okay.
Because you'll probably get fired after you get robbed. Then you know, like, oh, that was a bad move, Susie. Guess what? See ya.
Right.
Yeah. I'm feeling traumatic. Oh, don't sue us. Okay, we'll put you in a fucking customer service department.
So you're saying they might get like $10,000 or something? It's not
that's
like
a big,
crazy
that's
numbers.
That's a good one.
Oh, that would be a good
yeah,
one.
You're
yeah,
you're looking maybe $5,000.
Really?
All right, I can't give away too much more, otherwise I'm going to get called in by the FDIC.
Sounds like it's not worth the risk.
No, it isn't. But here's the thing. When you rob a bank, it's a felony. It's a federal offense.
That's a serious crime, right?
Minimum 20 years in jail.
Yeah.
You could spend less time in jail for murder than robbing
a
bank.
Sure, sure. Yep.
So it's not worth it. Cops, here's a story. Naked man drives into a tree while having sex and a baby in the back seat.
He was having sex with a baby?
No, there was a baby in the back seat. He was driving, and he ended up, he crashed into a fucking tree.
Huh.
So he was having sex with a tree?
No. Well, he fucked the tree. He got fucked by a tree. It says here, LeGrand, Washington, authorities say a man who was drunk, naked, and having sex with a woman while driving south on Tacoma missed a curve and struck a tree.
Was she sitting in his
And lap? His baby was in the back.
Hmm. Yeah. What you doing up there, Daddy? Oh, nothing. Just
Don't
keep
worry
watching
about it.
Just keep counting trees.
I can imagine getting the, you know, roadhead. But where actual sex while driving?
You never had a girl sit on your lap while you're driving?
No. I don't know.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
You got to have a, what do you, you got to need like a van, like a bucket seat or something?
This was in high school. I had a Buick Skylark station wagon.
Oh, okay.
So we had like one of those big seats in the front.
A lot of room, yeah.
Yeah, that worked. You can't be in bucket seats.
No, that wouldn't
work. Then, you know, next thing you know, she hits the fucking emergency brake. She goes flying through the window.
Smart car couples. Yeah.
Now, is she sideways? How does that work?
I wasn't there, dude. I don't know. But usually the best way to do it is if she straddles on top of you and you kind of look over her shoulder and try to drive.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah, well, you know.
You feel irresponsible when it's happening, but it feels so good.
It says here that the crash happened at about 6 p.m. on Wednesday on a mountain highway near La Grande.
In the mountains?
Bova says the woman, who was also naked, was hospitalized with a broken bones. Bova says her three-month-old child in the back seat was uninjured, but obviously he doesn't have a good life ahead of him. The News Tribune reports the driver was arrested and taken to Pierce County Jail on suspicion and felony of driving under the influence, vehicular assault, and child endangerment. Hmm. She says the man has three prior DUI convictions. Now, let me ask you a question. When is too many DUIs? Like I have a friend of mine who's a DUI attorney. Uh-huh. Right, how many did it get to the point where the person just should not have a driver's license? Like you know what I mean? Like you talk about it, because like, that's people get killed with that, but it's not looked in the law like a really bad offense in a sense.
I think it is after the third or fourth one. It starts to get felonies, and
yeah, especially if somebody gets killed, then you're fucked.
Oh yeah,
and then it's vehicular homicide. You know,
I always hear those stories about guys who were in a blackout and they woke up and then they're in jail and they've been told that they killed someone with their car.
Yeah.
That's like nightmare juice.
Well, with all like the Ubers and everything, it should be a pretty severe thing now. You shouldn't drive drunk, you know? There's so many options now. I mean, in the 90s, early 2000s, not as much option except for that Heineken thing where you call a cab, but...
Yeah, I think it's immoral. I think we have too many people on the road here in Florida in general.
Yeah, it's getting busy out there, too.
Anything to get them off the road, man. Yank the licenses, whatever.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. Well, we got one story left. Let's see my time here. Yeah, we got
Florida one more. Man.
Time for one.
We've got one more. I'm trying to find a good one. Well, this is interesting. My wife goes to this place called Massage Envy.
Okay. Oh, my girlfriend goes to that.
All right.
I've never been.
Now, do you know, does she have a guy masseuse or a woman?
I never asked.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
No?
I hope someone can just make her feel better.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Loosen her up, right?
Yeah,
you don't massage your girl? You don't give your girl a massage?
Yeah, sometimes.
Like, I do. I'm really good at it, but my wife has to go like, you know.
I'm a busy guy too, you know? I don't.
Women speak out about sexual assault at Massage Envy
spas.
Massage Envy, though?
The day changed my life forever. Massage Envy, the largest chain of massage franchises in the country, with nearly 1,200 spas. I actually talked about almost opening a franchise a few years ago when they came out.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. Over 20,000 massage therapists, $1.3 billion in annual sales, and more than 1.6 million members nationwide. Loosening up. Is facing allegations that more than 180 women were sexually assaulted, all by Bill Cosby. No, I'm not kidding. At its locations. So, you know, my wife used to go to a guy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you know, okay. But, you know, like, I couldn't, like, it's a sexual thing. Like,
right.
But, you know, my idea of massage is like an Asian massage parlor where you have a towel over you. They pull it off. Is that okay? I'm like, sure.
And then they jerk you off.
The ones
that I've been to, though.
Yeah, well, of course. It's therapeutic.
You guys put the towel on first?
That's usually a good sign where you let them know that you don't give a shit.
In Asia, I've never had them not ask to give you to jerk you off.
Yeah. Well, it's really bad. What they started doing, too, is they started saying, how much you want to tip me now? And you're like,
oh.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't have to tip in Asia. It's optional.
Yeah, well.
It's included.
I guess where I'm going this summer.
Yeah.
Susan Ingram told the News that she was assaulted back in 2015 at a Massage Envy location.
Really?
In Pennsylvania during her seventh massage with therapist James Dieter.
Huh.
She was really relaxed for that massage. It took her 2 years to say something about it.
The day changed my life forever, she said. I was just totally traumatized and said, you know, because like we have a massage table.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while I have like this little that my wife and I will, I'll put her on the massage table. I'll give her a massage.
Right.
And of course, I'm her husband, so I'm going to get physical. You know, and she always, like, and that's always like a game, like, how long can I take? before you start putting your hands sexually somewhere. You know what I mean? You try to,
I like that.
It's like a sexy game of operation.
Yeah.
You try not to stick your hand in the crevice.
And you got half a boner.
Yeah. You're trying to walk around the table.
Right.
They're so pissed.
You know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? Now,
so these guys are playing that game too.
Yeah, but can you imagine the stress of a massage therapist and you got these hot women? I mean, it's one thing if this, these people like got, you know, but you know, there's these sexy women come in, you're like, I mean, this woman's not very sexy. But you know what I mean? But I mean, you know, you're like, oh, you know, like, oh, I'm bored.
So you're saying you feel bad for the accused.
I'm just saying that I don't know if I can do that job. It might be a little difficult for me to keep my hands to myself.
I feel like how many victims?
There's hundreds across
hundreds,
the country.
They should start calling it penis envy.
Alleges she called the salon after an incident. Once she got home, Dieter was with another client, but the salon refused to interrupt the session. I said, please go down the hall, knock on that door, and get that woman away from him, she recalled. Dieter, now, you know, she's just a jealous woman who's like, she didn't want anybody touching. Anybody.
Right.
Dieter is now in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting 9 women.
Now he's getting a massage.
Yeah, while working at Massage Envy. Ingram alleges that she was put at risk because she alleges Massage Envy knew at least one other incident.
I don't know how that works, though. Like, what, you pay someone to molest you? Like, do you have to pay still if you get assaulted, or?
I believe it's double.
What's happening exactly? Because you always hear that thing.
You're
where
paying
it's
for
like,
an experience. That's what's really.
I've happened. Heard girls that sometimes they ask for the guy to do something,
right?
And then usually the guy says no.
Yeah, I mean, some freaky girls go in there and like, hey,
yeah,
I don't mind.
Yeah.
You can touch me if you want,
right?
And then they're like, I
oh
can't.
No, I'm sorry,
because
man.
Because I don't like Massage Envy because to me that place is just people fresh out of massage school that aren't really that good at
oh,
it.
Oh, really? That's what
and
it
so,
is.
So you know, until they get their own, like if you're really good, then you have your own clientele. You know
right.
what I mean? You don't have to go work at a place like that. At any rate, anyway, that's all we have time for on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Perhaps you should go get a nice
what
relaxing
a happy
massage
ending.
At Massage Envy.
Yeah, Dougie, I made a show sponsored by Massage Envy.
That's right. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show today, guys, and thanks for being on a new Facebook Live, our whole new setup. Appreciate it. Don't forget Wise Guys Comedy Show this week. Dustin Chaffin's your headliner. A special guest, Will Schreiner, and Jeff Jones, very funny future comedian, will be there. Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs. Go to DougAlmeida.com for more dates. Sarah?
Come check out Monday nights at the 19th Hole. That's one of my shows I do at 10 o'clock, and then I'll be hosting Marine 84 Comedy Contest this week again
Ethan?
For Cal Thompson.
Tuesday, December 5th, come see a big show at 33rd Street Wine Bar. Also, follow me on Twitter or Instagram at EthanIsNotFunny. Find out about all my shows.
There you go, guys. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me at Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook. We'd like you to do that because we're going to start airing the show on the fan page. So as many of you guys can, please go to that. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow with Peter Leonard and LJ David here in the studio. Take care.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beaming light hit the ground.